talking with Vivian Galanis today. We're CJMQ. And Vivian, you are with Immigrant Center, is that correct?
Yes, the Service d'Aide aux Néo-Canadiens, based in Sherbrooke.
In Sherbrooke, okay. Could you tell us a little bit about the center, first of all?
It's a group, it's a community organization, which began a little over 50 years ago to welcome newcomers, specifically people from other countries, and in the 50s, it was mainly East Europeans who were escaping from situations in Europe after
okay.
the Second World War.
Okay.
And now, just to complete, it's a more organized settlement agency with more government funding and a mandate to settle, in inverted commas, I guess, all government-sponsored refugees who are settled in this area.
Okay, and those are people from all ages, not just young people? Or?
Yeah, they're people from all over. They also, our clients also include family reunification and anyone actually who needs any services. They can be refugee claimants, they can be independent investors.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the client's needs, that's, we base our services on.
Okay.
On their needs.
Good. And you've been involved with this organization how long, Vivian?
Oh, my goodness. I don't think you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
A long time. More than 30 years.
Okay, okay. And you got interested in the organization because you wanted to help out different refugees? And
yeah.
Yes? Okay, good. Buffy, that's coming up. That is going to be in May, I believe?
Yes, the annual Buffet des Nations, International Buffet, will be held, the 37th edition, next Saturday. That's May 3rd.
Okay, May 3rd, next Saturday.
Well, I'm not sure when we're going on air. It might be this Saturday by the time we air. May 3rd is the date.
Okay, okay, May 3rd. Now, your job is to organize the different countries?
Yeah, there's an organizing committee, and my particular task is to recruit all the people who will be representing their countries. And this year, as in the past several years, there are 36 of them.
Okay.
So it's quite a job, but it's a lot of fun when it's done because you meet a lot of interesting people.
Okay, and it's quite the job of organizing, and for someone that doesn't know Vivian, she's excellent at organizing, so I think you're just the right person for this type of job, Vivian. Good.
Thank you.
Now, the buffet, that's going to be quite the spread, I guess.
Yes, I think it's a sight for the eyes as well as for the palate.
Mm-hmm.
The actual tickets are sold to groups of four, so you don't get to taste food from all 36 countries.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a time in the beginning before any of the food is served, before the dinner actually starts, where you can look at the displays of the 36 countries, see the color, see the people in costumes, talk to them, different languages. I think that's almost the best part.
Oh, that's very exciting, a lot of fun. And tickets are $45, and the ticket price is the same no matter which...
which group.
Yeah, which group, because it's divided up into different... well, actually, you're using colors here from what I've seen. Blue, Afghanistan, Mexico, the Republic of Slovak, and Rwanda. And red is Cambodia, Russia, Trinity, and the Ivory Coast. So there's a lot of different countries...
Mm-hmm.
Four, I guess.
As you can see or hear from what you just read, they're geographically placed. In other words, we don't put two countries from the same region in the same group. We also have what we think is a clever little trick of putting in the big sellers, right, as opposed to the ones that are perhaps less well known or.
That's a very nice way to do it, too. So there's four in each group, and let's see, there's nine groups, I believe. So, $45, that's certainly an excellent price for that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
we hope so, because we want it, obviously, to be a fundraiser, but we also want it to be an event that sort of showcases the richness of the cultural communities in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think of 36, and there must be as many again who, for one reason or another, weren't able to accept this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a very, very varied and interesting community, I think.
Okay. Not only good food, but an educational outing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, where can someone pick up a ticket?
The tickets are available at the office of the Immigrant Center, which is 535 Short Street in Sherbrooke. That's off Belvedere, near near between McManamy and Galt near the Super Sea.
Okay, right.
And the number, I think they can be reserved for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
If I can give you the number, it's 819-566-5373.
Okay, great. And that's open on regular office hours
yeah.
during the week?
Yeah,
okay.
9 to 12, 1 to 4. And you can often get in at the lunchtime, especially if you've called ahead.
Okay, that's great.
Monday to Friday, of course.
Good. So the buffet itself comes up, you said, in...
May 3rd, next Saturday Saturday week at the in the gymnasium of the Cégep de Sherbrooke.
Okay.
Which is on the street that's now called Cégep Street.
Okay, great, Molly good.
Park.
Okay, and the money from this buffet will be going toward just general helping them out with different projects and...
Yeah, we try and use it for special projects and sometimes sort of mini loans when people are need a little help. Because, as I said, we get our base funding is government funding, but there are always extras. And then there are always programs like our twinning program, which is no longer financed.
Okay.
So these extra funds can help in areas that aren't being covered by our regular subsidies.
Okay, okay. And is there quite a big staff for this organization or run by volunteers?
You mean for the buffet or for the immigrant center?
For the immigrant center?
The center probably has about 15 employees. There's, apart from the house on Short Street, there's also a collaboration with Saint-Michel, the adult ed French. And that's a work, a job training, or a helping people face the job market here, because it's quite a different story from other countries. Here you really have to sell yourself. So we have some employees there, four or five, and then there are about a dozen at the center. The buffet, by the way, is organized entirely by volunteers.
Okay, okay, nice, okay. So that's a great event then, so certainly one not to miss, just for the eyes even to see the different...
Yeah,
great. Good, Vivian. Anything else you wanted to mention about the center or the buffet coming up?
No, although perhaps something new that just happened this week. I had a meeting with the director of Townshippers because they're looking at offering services to... English-speaking newcomers, and it's true that some refugees and some other immigrants come with English either because they've spent time in camps in Pakistan or Kenya. And so at least in the beginning, although we probably all realize they need to learn French if they're going to stay here, so they might we might be able, the English-speaking community might be able to help. So that's maybe something to bear in mind, and we'll...
Certainly.
How that goes.
Okay, good. Well, we thank you very much, Vivian. Thank you. Bye, Vivian.